Because I got a thing from IKEA, like a glass display case. But I'm a lazy bitch.
Dude, so, you mean Lazy Boy, the furniture store, bro?
Dude, I have a Lazy Boy chair. It's fucking banging.
Dude, Lazy Boy? They crazy are. Boy.
It was my dad's.
I'm gonna say one. See you later.
So, I put together the whole thing, but I didn't want to take out my figures.
Oh, I see.
So I just put the figures in the glass case, in their boxes.
Nice.
Is that what a Funko Pop collector feels like?
That's what Al from Al's Toy Barn from Toy Story 2 feels like, with the sheriff inside like the box, whatever.
I can't believe I had to drive all the way to work
on a set. Saturday. I can't believe that's going to be me on Saturday. Oh my god. Everybody, election time is over, and with the overwhelming 98% approval rating from monkeys,
we ended up
losing. Thank you for spoiling the entire election. We are now at the bottom of the barrel, monkey
guys,
barrel that is, and we just can't.
They stole the election.
They are now the new student council president and leaders of the Funky Anime Podcast.
I'm glad I'm with the 98%.
Mm-hmm. I'm the 2%.
The unfortunate outcome is we've just gotten word from our monkey overlords that we must watch another anime this week. And in this case, it is Medica Box Season 1. Originally said seasons 1 and 2, but no. Mm-mm. We all made an executive decision.
We said no. I don't think that's what we want to do.
Yeah, currently. So... for all you Medica Box fans, sorry about that, but to us, oh, thank God.
Welcome back. On that later.
Welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast. The council member to my left, eating a banana. Well, that's Garb.
I'm people. Oh, that's right. Hey,
you're
everyone.
People. The one standing right above me. I'm not sure why he's standing above me. He's also eating a banana. That's Chuck.
I like potassium.
Wow. I'm proud of you. And the one who refuses to eat the banana while he's doing some extracurricular work and signing some documents, that's me. That's Pina.
Hey. Oh.
Ew.
Hey.
It's Pina.
You going to eat that banana?
No. I'm okay. I like being potassium deficient, actually. Thank you.
No. But you're going to cramp.
You're right. I'm already cramping up.
No. No, we don't have a cure. How do we uncramp him?
We got to finish this episode.
Coochie. No.
They have it.
I can't believe they had it. Canned anime.
Canned anime. Dude,
that's what's going to happen.
It's literally the most generic store brand ass anime. And dude, that's what we got for you today.
And they had it.
Form.
They had it. First off, how you guys doing today? I feel like it's been forever, man.
Right?
I've been moving.
You've been moving.
Shmoving.
Nice. Yeah. Shmoving, grooving, and moving. I'm proud of you, buddy. You settled in, almost settled in.
Give me like a week or so.
I feel you. Don't worry, man.
I have my big-ass CRT just on the ground in the middle of the room, you know.
Just waiting to be plugged in, dude.
Where the hell else are you going to put that big bitch?
Well, I have, like, I put it on a filing cabinet before, but... Mm.
Crush your files, dude.
Well,
that's how you compress them.
I see.
Old-fashioned 7-zip.
Exactly. Yeah. Back when computers weren't a thing, that's what you had to do. Yes, they had CRTs.
Wait,
before computers.
Wait, what? Computers?
Yeah.
What are computers?
What is anime?
What are frogs?
What are frogs?
Man, we're really vibing it today, aren't we, fellas?
Guys, it's one just of those. Talk about this anime, bro. Yeah, that's why I'm vibing.
It's all right. Garb, how's your day, dude?
Pretty good. Manga roundup. I finished part 7. It was great.
Nice.
And I rescind my statement about skipping parts.
Are you sure?
Except part 5. You can skip part
5. No, hey, high five, baby.
You dumb bitch.
I'm just saying that so Pino can skip part 5. So
don't know, Pino! Why?
So
I read
he can
through
finally get to part
all
7.
Of One Piece not to just have you skip part 5?
That's fine.
I mean, I'll watch them anime when it's suggested in like 2-3 years or something. I don't know.
I'm suggesting it now.
Yeah, but I already tried
to watch
watching
part 4.
It. I already tried watching it. Couldn't I watch part 4 again for funsies?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then we'll settle. I'm going to watch part 4 again.
Guys, so you can watch part 4 again. Skip 5.
No!
Skip 5.
And then either watch 6.
And show Tenketsu and then part 7.
You can either read or watch part 6. I mean, I guess there's going to be an anime, so it's going to be hype whenever we're all watching it. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to be nutting my brains out.
Dude, tell me how that goes. Always wondered.
Oh, yeah. And then, because seriously, part 7 is peak JoJo.
Part 4 is peak JoJo.
No, part 7. Dude,
no,
part
when,
7
when,
fucking
when
rules.
Joseph Joestar was on that volcano and he got
guys,
watching the air,
true,
that was
peak
JoJo. Peak
JoJo was when Jonathan died. That's peak JoJo, bro. Guys,
Jonathan is dead, everybody. Send out the dancing crabs.
Guys, Jonathan is no more.
Rest in peace. Rest in piss.
As for myself, been pretty tired myself, been playing some games. I got back into Fire Emblem, which is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
So I got back into the Game Boy one, Sacred Stones, and also the DS one, Shadow Dragon, which is notorious for being bad, but I like it. It's bad in the sense that it's living up to its NES name. The NES game is bad, so of course the DS remake has to be equally as bad, so, you know.
I've been playing bad games too. I've been playing Dark Souls 2 again, and that's a bad game, but I love it.
I had to finish the first one. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's right. We do need to finish that. And you're at the last zone too. You need to do the deal. Have you done the DLC?
Yeah, we've done the DLC. We finished all the DLC and we rounded it out so that this could be the end.
Hey guys.
Yeah. What, we watched an anime? Is that what you're
guys, I want to thank Cream Puff Jasmine.
careful.
Sid, and Mega Lazy Dude, 1, 2, 3.
Yo, shout outs to you, dude.
Because in Cosmos, I think I didn't say, and I think that's everyone.
Shout outs to everybody, and if we missed you,
guys,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
We love you either way.
We love you. Thank you for paying us money
to watch anime that shouldn't be watched sometimes.
Guys, if you want to pay us money, go to
patreon.com/3weebros. Please, so we can watch something better. Whenever we're left to our own devices, this is what we end up.
Dude, our own devising, yes. Anyways, you can always, you can always also find us at our Twitter page, in which I've already forgotten what it's called.
It's the same thing.
It's got a little duck on the front. It's got a little pompadour. He's a cute. He's adorable. We're posting a little more frequently now. Infrequently, I can explain.
Can you explain though?
No, I can't. Okay. But we're getting there. Don't worry. And you know what? If you want to send us an email, just send it to us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or the cooler one, contact@funkyanimepodcast.com.
That's a lie.
Suggest the cooler one, 100%. Every 100%.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the one.
Of course.
Not the one.
So this week, I might have made a mistake. I made us watch Medica Box. I'd never heard of the show ever, but I had seen images of the show. So I was like, hey, it looks cool. There's a cool girl that looks like she fights. And that's kind of what I thought the show was about. What about you guys? I mean, have you guys ever had any inkling or any kind of like exposure to the show?
Nope.
Well,
nope, never. Cool. Shortest segment ever. Thank God.
I literally just don't know. Like,
I was surprised it was Gainax.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
But then I realized. But then I realized it was late stage Gainax, so I understood why it blew.
You said
and very self aware late game
Gainax. But like not even self aware. They were just trying to emulate the other shit that they had, and I'm like, gross, bro.
Dude, sometimes you just can't, especially with the type of content you're given.
I meant self aware in that all they did at least two or three times they were just like, yeah, no, it's as fucked as the anime industry is.
Those did make me. Those got a chortle out of me, so that's good. But yeah, let's introduce this a little for those who don't know or those who do. Medica Box is an anime, but you know what it was before an anime? It's a manga series.
Whoa!
It was written by Nisei. I practice this after. I don't know why I keep butchering it. I can't pronounce it. Isin. I'm so sorry. Nisin Isoi. Oh my god! I can't
there even you pronounce go. This.
Wait, I said it? Probably. Yeah, I got it. N-I-S-I-O, Isin. And he is more well-known for writing some of the Monogatari series, as well as some other things that I've actually not heard of myself, like Junin Taisen, Zodiac Way, Zaragoto. And most of his work, strangely enough, have also gotten like anime adaptations, so... I mean, I've never seen any of the shows aforementioned. I did watch an episode of, I think, one of the Monogatari series, but I've never actually like one got into scene. It. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think I know what scene you're talking about. It was the brushing teeth.
Yes.
Got you. That's one of the first scenes I watched too. I guess that put you off.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was cool, and then I was like, maybe I should start watching it.
maybe you should get some help, maybe.
Dude, maybe I just love brushing my teeth, dude. And my teeth alone. Anyways. This show, or this manga, actually was serialized and, put on Weekly Shonen Jump, which was a big surprise to me when I did some research, some light research, of course.
But it's not on the Viz app.
It's not on the Viz app. Neither is Bobobo, but you know. Fuck, some things, man. We have to live with.
I don't want to fucking read about Papa Rocks.
Dude, do you want to read about Papa Rocks and Tonosuke Tokoro, dude?
Why is his name Papa Rocks?
Dude, who knows, man?
Best. He's the Papa, dude.
He's the Papa. He's hipping and hopping, and he's pipping and popping. Anywho, the manga was it was out May 2009 and finished April 2013 with about like 22 chapters, or sorry, not 22 chapters, sorry, volumes in total. So a bit of a short series, and knowing how competitive Weekly Shonen Jump is, maybe it got the axe, maybe it didn't. I didn't go look into it because who knows, maybe it ends up on an episode later. I don't know.
Yeah.
First anime season was 12 episodes, pretty short, and as we mentioned before, was animated and produced by our good friends at Studio Gainax, which, again, was a big surprise. I wasn't actually expecting to see that, but after episode one, when she became really big, I was like, something seems extra extra Gainax-y about this, and lo and behold.
Extra large McHuge.
Yeah. I thought the Kamina reference would have blown it away, but no, I was like, oh, that's cool, a nice little homage, but no, it was them, so.
Well, it's because they had nothing else. They're like, this is all we have now.
It's true.
Yeah. Wasn't it like, I think like right around after Panty and Stocking, was it?
Yeah, so
like
Panty and 2010. Stocking was, Panty and Stocking was October 2010,
and this was
July 2013.
Didn't like the rest of the people from Gainax who didn't leave for Trigger leave after or something like that? Anyway, I'm probably totally wrong about that.
No, after Panty and Stocking, a lot of people left.
Okay, yeah. So, and
from what I remember,
yeah. And then this
was 2012.
Yeah, it came out in 2012, ended in 2012, the first season, and it had a lot to compete with around that time. Like, I'm looking down the list here. They had Fate Zero Season 2 around the same time. Mainstays like Gintama Season 3. And just like, there's a lot better things here just to watch in general.
It's almost like you could just do better.
Yeah, or, you know, pick something a little more interesting. I mean, again, scrolling down this list, there's a lot more shows visually that look a little more appealing, despite me enjoying the design of some of the characters. Anime. Dude, Sword Art Online came out in 2012. Jesus. I can't believe it. Hey, don't worry. One day it's going to be on the list. Not this.
Yeah, and then I'm going to rail it for the shit it is.
Dude,
I still haven't seen it. I could go either way on that. Dude, I love
you're
going to
like
man.
It, and you're I'm going to be like upset it. About it. You are going to like it.
I'm
going to
be
tell
happy,
you that
dude.
With utmost certainty that you are going to like it, and I'm going to call you an idiot.
For oh, dude, it's no. okay. There's going to be two idiots then on the podcast. I still yeah. like the show. There's just a lot of things that are a little sus about
There's
it.
A lot of rapey shit, and yeah. I'm like, that's not
you
great,
know, fun fact, and it's not even the episode, the anime... team actually adds a lot more of those scenes than what the light novels have, which somebody told me about, and I looked up.
But yeah, I can't read.
Yeah. Oh, a shame. A very, very much a shame. Did you watch this sub or dub?
I watched the first episode dubbed.
I see.
I hated it.
It's all right. So you learned how to read during this episode.
I'm on second level grade school right
Dude,
now.
It happens. And that's all we need to read anime sometimes. And yes, I said read.
Yeah, because they kept saying balls. And
Dude,
I said, well, I know
Magi came
are.
Out in 2012, Initial Who? D, Fifth Stage. And JoJo's Part 1 came out in 2012. That's wild.
That's Ooh. True.
That's does. Some steep-ass competition.
High School DxD.
Dude, the first season?
Yeah.
On God?
Winter 2012.
Dude, that ending though, that first ED.
Hunter was airing. Like, come on.
They had a lot of big hitters there. But yeah, we'll delve into more of why we have such strong opinions in just a second.
Because it sucks.
So,
well, how are you gonna keep them here, dude? Yeah, what's up?
I took a weird order into this show. Well, not weird as in Ken Shotetsu. But I watched the first episode subbed and was like, and then I read chapter 0 and chapter 1 of the manga and was like, And then I watched the rest of it dubbed and was like,
Yeah, I feel like that. That sounds like a roller coaster of emotions right there, actually. You've depicted everything that I did except for read the manga. I started dubbed. And then I was like, then I watched subbed and I was like, and it was just back and forth because I swapped like every other episode. It'd be subbed.
Yeah.
So it was a nice little experience. I got to listen to both sides of the coin, and it's about the same to me, but we'll get into that once we actually hop on that subject. Speaking of which, I mean, are you guys ready to just dive right into the OP and ED?
Let's do it.
Huh?
All right.
Does it? Okay.
I mean, we can talk about the OP and ED, and then we can talk about presentation and whatnot.
Okay, that's fine.
Just because it's... Yeah.
I just don't got much to say, boys.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and hit you with the facts right here.
Set the stage, please.
Of course. So the first opening is called Happy Crazy Box by Minami Kuribayashi. And it is the only... opening that we get for this season, which is nice. We don't have to rack our brains for this one. It has a stank to it, pretty strong, yes. like early 2010 kind of like anime opening stench, which I still like. But I think it's a very safe opening. I think, in my opinion, I'll let you guys go for it.
The only thing that I even remotely liked about this opening is that Medica shows up. And, like, all the shots of all the characters. Mm-hmm. Everything else just was so generic and, like, just not it. It was just boring shit. Nothing to set it really apart. It has characters doing their little weapon things. It has girl falling from sky. Like, this could be a checklist for generic anime opening stuff. Ends with, like, all the characters standing, like... It is, like, so generic that I'm just like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The song's mid.
Yeah, it's very mid.
And I'm just like, I don't
What does this mid shit. Mean?
It's mid-tier.
Oh, it's mid-tier. Is that what that means?
C. It's C, baby.
Yeah. I'd say a lot, at least at the beginning, is very, again, I call it safe because it's just, again, it's just like what I expect from just a standard kind of opening. But you do get some little bits of animation in between after a while. Yeah. Not as much, but I don't think it does a good job either of kind of like setting up what you're gonna like come into.
Yeah,
this show is kind of weird.
Yeah, it doesn't even like properly portray like anything about the show. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't...
You'll typically only get glimpses, like, when you get the disciplinary committee popping up, and you get, one or two frames of just Medica's, like, damaged skirt and whatnot. I'm just like, well, that's kind of weird to have in a playful opening, but, again, I was expecting a fun romp through high school town.
Yeah.
Not a weird romp.
I wasn't expecting anything, and I was still disappointed.
And it had, like, a lot of spectacle, but it didn't do any, like you said, it didn't do anything to tell you about the characters or the context of the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will this still be on my playlist? Probably not. This might be one of the first times in a while that I've actually not think about maybe going back to this, listening to the opening. I might get nostalgic after a while, but that might be after a long while.
Yeah.
But, you know, after a kind of mid-ish or mid-opening, we can now promptly skip over ED1, which I funnily enough just put 2 in our recording chat. So my bad, boys. This one is called I'm sick. Why are we an anime podcast? I can't even
one syllable at a time. Do it in syllables.
Ana ba take ona ona oha. O anabakate? Is that what it is?
There you go. You did it. Good job.
Ni tsureteta. And it's sung by Medica Kurokami, which is the which is the character voiced by Aki Toyosaki. And this one's also a bit of a safer one. I like this better than the opening, despite it being really simple. Basically, it's just them napping on what looks like a lily pad, sailing on what supposedly is water.
It's the logo.
Yeah. And you'll have just a...
It's the school logo is what they're on. That you see in the opening. Right,
yeah. I'm going to call it a lily pad.
It's a logo, but
It's a lily logo pad.
Yeah.
It's a logo. Pad. Okay.
And they're just napping along. They're kind of a static image. The only thing technically moving is the effect of the water and in a Durora-esque...
Which loops, by the way.
In a Durora-esque fashion, a slideshow. Yeah, a slideshow of characters and who have appeared throughout the series. Again, really safe. I'd equate it to like a very simple like 2D background for your wallpaper on a PC. Then it follows up with just like flowers and more of a flowery aesthetic to it.
And then again, the kids,
not much to see here. Mm-mm. I do like the song though; like it's pretty sweet.
This song's pretty okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think I
like the song more than the opening. And I don't know; it's just chill. It's a good tune.
I think the image that makes me laugh the most is Shiranui at the end, where she's just munching, because that's what I'd be doing.
That would be me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's on her own tiny logo.
It's true. Because she's totally not part of the committee, dude.
It's so fucking. Like another just so average. Like I like, the little bit of character and like you're like, oh, okay, so this is all the things that are gonna happen in the future episodes or like this is what
people
happened,
we're gonna meet.
Yeah, which I don't know. I wish they just didn't have them until the episode came.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be like, okay, here's the
and like then add on like to pop it, right?
In. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much just showed all of the character interactions. Yeah, and like there's not enough already, and it's just kind of a reminder that we didn't give the characters enough interaction, but here's all the times they do.
Exactly.
And that's it. And then by 50 seconds they're gone.
Exactly. Show's over.
Show's over, kids. Why are you still here?
I will say I skipped the opening a lot more than I did
skipped
the ending.
I skip the ending like almost every time. Like it's just so like unremarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, eh.
I do like though the thing that they're just napping together kind of shows how close they eventually become, especially near the end of the series. But I don't think
it's definitely
get that
not
sense until the end.
Yeah, it's not really like a dig against it,
Mm-hmm. But two painfully average openings and endings.
Yeah.
I'm not this negative, despite me not even being negative right now, but it's weird that I finally come across something that's just so There. It's just existing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think that's all we want to do about with the openings and endings.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of also ties into like the whole presentation of the show. I think it's also very safe and very kind of generic as well. Yeah. It is Gainax, and the moments of action and of like extreme kind of circumstances are animated pretty well, but I don't believe it's one of their best works, especially, you know, seeing other shows of the Gainax lineup, like Gurren Lagann. Like, we have a lot of stellar looking stuff, but
it is really hard to compare anything to Gurren Lagann. Mm-hmm. And it's,
and even so, like, this is still pain. This is, again, still painfully kind of average. Like, it's not too eye popping, which is a bit of a shame.
You could tell that through the clouds. The clouds, what really ticked me off, like the dust clouds after like hitting a wall or explosions or stuff.
Right.
It's just like, that's Gainax, but also it's just like,
eh. There they are.
It doesn't really do anything, you know? Like,
I feel like
you've already seen me rail the fuck on Demon Slayer for having like pretty visuals and nothing else.
Yeah.
But like,
all style, no substance.
There's not even that much style.
Yeah.
The character designs are just like, we talked about this in the Patreon chat, where it was literally like, they made these character designs to be so like, so out there that it looped back around full circle to just generic anime characters again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of like a limitation of doing anything in like the school setting, is that you're stuck with a school uniform of some kind, which you could still do a lot with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
At least the colors were nice. That's about...
Yeah, I would say the colors are pretty nice here. I mean, I did appreciate the kind of backdrops that they had at the school, which mostly this show primarily takes at the school, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. Another thing, it's like, okay, it's in a school, so you already understand this much.
Right, like when they had little sunsets in the background, or like when they were like after school and whatnot, those scenes were nice. Like even the flower, like imagery and the flower kind of like patches they had, like, that was really nice.
Yeah, you know.
But again, that... not what I was expecting, but
yeah,
it was a thing. Also, camera angles in anime are kind of weird. we had a lot of camera angles here. Especially with our main heroine here, Medica. But again, I feel like if it wasn't for Medica, or at least maybe even like the blue haired girl, Shiranui, I feel like everything else is just really basic and generic. Like they were the only ones that had at least a little bit of kind of like uniqueness to them, which is it's okay if you're just trying to find something fast to watch, but nothing to really hold your attention. Like if you're just watching this out of curiosity.
Yep.
Man. Music, man. I can't remember, sorry.
Nope, nothing.
Can't remember.
There's one like fight song I remember that was like, yep, that's a Gainax song, all right. And then everything else was pretty forgettable.
Yeah. Which is, again, it's a shame, because I feel like the show could have been like more, and I feel like it is, because I'm looking at additional clips from like trailers for the other season that we're planning to watch, but we decided not to.
Looks like lazy. It
gets kind of, I guess, quote-unquote hype in a sense, or at least feels different than what this season was. I might have forgotten to mention earlier, or maybe I did, it only adapted maybe the first, like, 20-ish chapters of the actual series. The first 12 episodes, I think, is 21 chapters they have. From what I saw from the wiki, it feels like this is all, like, set up for, I guess, the future arcs to come.
And this is what we talked about this a little off mic too, where this first season is really just a setup. And then it looks like, because you finally get to the point where it's like, oh no, we already knew Madoka is not normal, but now you understand how.
Right.
Guys, she's a Super Saiyan.
She's Super Saiyan.
She's
Super Saiyan lesbian.
Dude, she got She got Kaioken. She got all red. She got Gear Second. She got Sunburn. That's it. But yeah, she's a very big mystery. I think the setup and buildup is just really slow, and you'll understand why when we step into the synopsis a little bit on how slow I'll get and how fast it ends. But yeah, nothing standout-ish. Voice acting, though, I want to hear your guys' thoughts, because I did hear mixed things from you guys from voice acting.
I love the dub, dude.
The dub sucked.
It's so bad. I love it.
It's so bad. It was bad.
The dub, again, I believe, if I remember correctly, was handled by...
Sentai, I think.
Sentai. But you did have some familiar voices in the mix there. We were talking about the main girl, Madoka. Oh my god, I almost said Madoka. I'm getting flashbacks to, like, whatever the other show's called. Anyways.
Yeah, I'm getting flashbacks to...
I just die a little off camera. It's like, God, I don't care.
Greg was here.
Greg's here. He was in his usual Greg role, which was cool to see. Again, I like that man's voice, so... I mean, and it's a shame. Him there is cool.
And it's a shit character, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, that character was hella weird. I hated it. But I liked hearing his voice either way. But, yeah, Sentai voiced. It's a show. Like, again, I like the dub, but I also like the sub equally. So I'm not really a good judge of character at this point, but. Seems like it's going to be differing scales, at least between all of us here. Chuck, you said you preferred the sub.
Yeah, like by a long shot. Because like the fucking... So Hideyoshi's voice actor is Yuki Ono, who's mm-hmm. Josuke.
Oh,
and then
sick.
Kouki, I don't know how to... The pretty boy, Judah Akune. Boy. That's Oikawa, Daisuke Namikawa from Haikyuu. So dude. Like,
oh dude, he was Yukio from Beck, dude. He was a main guy also.
Yeah.
That's cool. I hate that shows that we watch this season are tied into each other. Oh dude, he was Rock from Black Lagoon, dude. Dude, I should have researched. I'm kidding. I researched. I just didn't do it until now. Anyways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I like the Japanese performance a lot. I feel like I think they fit the characters a little better than their dub counterparts. But I by no means does that mean I didn't like the dub. I just think maybe some choices were different, but it did grow on me after a while. So that's always good when something grows on you in a good way. I think a lot of them had fun with their roles. At least what it felt like.
Yeah,
I feel like the main issue with with the dub is mm-hmm. that the Zenkichi's voice actor, Andrew Love, just didn't sound like
no nothing. It's perfect. He sounds like such a goober,
bro. It's so bad. He's like, I'm the only one who understands her, and I'm like, shut up, you suck ass, you bitch.
I like it when he's like, Madoka-chan.
Dude, I love Madoka. I like when he says Madoka. It's great. I was gonna rail on him, and then I realized like it kind of makes sense. Like in high school, like in ninth grade, everybody's like, hello. And then like, I don't know what happens in sophomore and junior year and your voice just hits the floor. Like, hey. And so I'll give it a pass. But yeah, some roles could have been maybe filled in by someone else. But I think it fit his character, especially because how like also insanely strong that man was. So I was like, I guess that works. A lot of these people in this show are like extremely strong. I'm just a...
Yeah, it's one different. Of those.
Yeah. But enough said, I'd say, you know, whatever floats your boat, whichever one you prefer, go ahead and just watch whichever one you'd like. I swapped between both, so I got the best of both worlds. but yeah, are you guys ready for that plot synopsis?
Oh, let's do it.
God, yeah, I can't wait to zone out because I forgot about it all.
Dude, don't worry. That's why I'm here, baby. And like the episode started, election season is over. Your new student council president... for Sandbox Academy, if that's what I heard correctly in the dub, is none other than Medica Kurakami. Welcome, one and all, to your new school life here at the Academy. This is a school with a comically large campus for all these young students. I found it crazy that it was just that big. Medica's election is unprecedented since she's like an underclassman. She's a first year, I believe.
And yeah.
Like, it's wild that a first year even got into the club, let alone become the president of the student council society or whatever it's called. Her main goal is to try and, you know, make a difference at this school. And in a sense, she wants to change it in order to just make it a better place. And her ultimate goal being to fill the entire school full of flowers, or at least in this case, fill her entire, you know, student council body room with flowers and maybe reach onto the outside of that room too.
And it just so happens that she's the richest girl in Japan and her family like owns the fucking economy.
It's true. You know what? Sometimes money does get you places. Actually, it totally does. let's cut to Mr. Hideyoshi or whatever you want to call him. I'm going to call him Senkichi.
Okay.
Let's cut to Senkichi. Normalish, okay. A normalish high school kid who does what he can to avoid Medica. Childhood friend of Medica. Knows mostly, if not everything, about Medica. Calls her powers some of the fortes of Medica. So it's kind of weird that you refer to your friend like that. But hey, he's just trying to avoid her. He's trying to live a normal, like, high school life alongside his friend that he doesn't know how he became friends with, Shiranui or Shiranui, whichever pronunciation floats your boat or makes you less offended. You know? And this chick has a big appetite, also super sassy. I think she might be one of my favorite parts of the show. Just having somebody who literally just doesn't care and is just like really chaotic about it. It starts off really kind of like, I don't know, really, really weird. It's like, Chuck mentioned in the Patreon, but it's kind of like Monster of the Week-esque. Mm-hmm. Medica's first order of business is to set up a suggestion box or a Medica box funny, clever joke, everyone. To help out the students, you know, they'll put in their suggestions and it's the student council's job to address those and solve those issues. First order of business, first suggestion that comes in, let's clear out the dojo. The kendo club has been overrun by delinquents. So it's up to Medica and the very, very uninterested Zenkichi to clear them out. Unfortunately, those delinquents are part of the kendo club, so they're not having it, especially not with, Medica trying to clean everything up. Medica's character basically appeals and is just very in love with humans, and in a sense, if I remember correctly from the show, and I wrote it down here, but for some reason I just can't find it, she likes to appeal to the innate goodness of humans. So basically, her philosophy is like, hey, you're not bad. You just need to be reformed.
Yeah.
And so essentially she reforms all these delinquents into becoming, you know, good upstanding citizens of the school and not like a law abiding citizen like the movie. That movie, batshit crazy. Anyways, they get their act together. They become quote unquote followers of Medica. And we find out that it was some green haired nobody's suggestion to clean it up because he wanted to lead the kendo club or some sort of thing like that. That plot was kind of weird and unnecessary. I'm gonna be 100%
honest. Yep. Yeah. I'm gonna be on the planet now and
I'm gonna be in the school.
Forte.
Exactly. With that said, Zenkichi is like, you know what? Maybe I'll go ahead and help you, Medica, because you're gonna be a mess without me. He joins the club not as the vice president, not even as the treasurer. Heck, not even in something with power, just the general kind of like maintenance guy. You're going to check the boxes every day.
You're going to work your way up, bitch.
You got to work your way up to get some of these badges. As the days progress, they get more suggestions for the box. The next important, quote unquote, important task was to find the culprit who messed up one of the track and field. I call it track and field because it's something I always wanted to do. But it's what is it? The athletics club.
Yes.
Somebody blackmailed and deframed. I don't know words anymore. They messed up one of the girls'
they
running
fucked
shoes.
It up.
Basically, that was kind of mean. Like I felt offended. I'm gonna be real. Why you can't just do that, bro? Just talk your feelings out. This is another one of those kids
fuck
suck
your feelings.
Shows, dudes.
Yeah.
screw your feelings. Screw kids. That just they was just stupid. It's up to Medica and Zenkichi to figure out who it was. Turns out it was a jealous teammate. in which they then guilt trip her into just being like, yeah, don't do that again. I trust you. You wouldn't lie to me, right? I know you wouldn't lie to me, right? And it's essentially what happens. And she regrets it, and she becomes real close friends with the chick whose shoes were basically torn to ribbons. Again, not important. Again, it's like these first two episodes are really just Monster of the Week, which I was okay with for a time, and then I missed it as the series progresses, and you'll probably see why. You guys want to have anything to say at this point? Like, the first three episodes were kind of slow.
So meh, yeah. Bro. Mm-hmm. What has it been with, like, us picking shows that just suck?
They suck hard in the beginning.
For the first episodes, yeah.
I don't know, man. That must be the trend of season four.
That's why I was like, you know, maybe I'll give the manga a shot.
Damn. And you said you were enjoying it a little more, right?
Yeah. Well, and there were really long chapters, too. So whenever you were saying it was only, like, the first 22 chapters or whatever...
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I only read two chapters, but they were long chapters.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the rest of them are that long, but there might actually be like a lot of content. It was a little, I thought it was funnier. I thought the manga was funnier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're built different. I don't know. Manga sometimes they be doing it better, dude.
Yeah. Well, and like, cause you, in your head, you kind of control the pacing of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest shortcomings, at least for the dub, was that a lot of it's really stilted, but whenever you're reading it on the manga, you kind of just like fly past that panel or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And exactly.
Doesn't quite work that way in an anime.
Mm-hmm. Well, after they kind of figure out that that last incident with the athletic club, it kind of still delves into the monster or issue of the week vibe. You get Zenkichi kind of basically club crashing every other club. To kind of build a name for himself, and he gets intercepted by the would-be president if Medica didn't show up, some delinquent guy that I really don't care about at this point because he never shows up again, like a couple of these characters. You know, Senkichi's like, yeah, no, you lost fair and square. If you do anything against Madoka, you'll be speaking with me. He tries some things, and Kichi's like, okay, buddy, yeah, you asked for it. And he goes ham on him. And by ham, I mean he kind of just says, better stop.
stop it.
Problem solved. He does. I think the bully does get hurt, but I couldn't care less. as you can see, this is each episode kind of just feels that way. The following day... they ask him, hey, you know, you haven't come to the judo club lately. I mean, like, that's the last club you gotta crash. You know you want to. A hesitant Senkichi decides not to, but Madoka was invited, and so she tags along to see. They get into an encounter with an old friend by the name of Koiki Akune, who attended middle school with Zenkichi and Madoka many years back. But since he was an upperclassman, obviously he graduated before them and already attended the school prior to their enlistment. This man is in love with Medica. I thought that was kind of funny. I don't know, just like it kind of gave me kind of like a mini Sanji vibe. But
well, but like not as like over the top and pervy, you know?
Exactly. He was more in love with like the way she was and like the way.
Yeah, no.
That she can crush you in an instant rather than the whole, like, Sanji perverted vibe. Yeah, which is refreshing, but
and
still.
And he kind of, like, respect.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he respect.
You know, more so. He's probably, like, one of the better examples of that said stereotype.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like Zenkichi at all. They have some sort of beef, some sort of history, which leads into a clash between both of them. With the result being if Zenkichi loses, he joins the judo team. And if Koyuki loses, well, Koyuki loses, but, or Koiki, through the sheer power of Medica saying, don't lose, Zenkichi wins.
Don't lose, Keck W.
Yeah, he said, shoot, fam, that's all you had to say. And Zenkichi wins. Akune's like, I failed you, judo teacher. And judo teacher's like, that's all right. Go ahead and go to the student council. I don't care.
This is your destiny. Mm-hmm.
Making the episode kind of pointless. Again, to me, it was kind of weird. So we get a new member of the student council in the form of Mr. Akune. In order to get his rite of passage, he then helps with a suggestion for a love letter for one of the toughest girls in the school, whose name escapes me at the moment, even though I had her page wide open and I accidentally closed it for reasons. He misses the point of trying to help her, like, actually write it, and Medica's like, dog, you suck.
Yeah.
you really suck at your job. Like, I don't need you. Akune's like, okay, let me put, like, 112%, 110% in it, and literally spends, like, what was it, like, five, like, a week, day like in, a day week, out,
yeah,
just helping her write, like, her feelings out on a piece of paper. I thought that was a funny episode. That was one of the only episodes
I
enjoyed.
That was my favorite, like, one-off episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by a margin.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know.
It showed growth. Like, you actually got to know this character and, like, his thought processes and, like, how he, like, deals with an issue. And I thought that was great. You didn't really get that with any of the other characters.
Yep.
Oh, man. This show was just... It's both slow and rushed at the same time, which is so weird to just
It's so hard to do.
Mm-hmm. And they did it. They successfully made me sigh every time I think about this.
Yep. Holy it's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, congrats, dude. I hope the manga for actual fans of the show, I hope it's really great. But after these first like 5-6 episodes, it was kind of a bit of a snore fest. I think only it started getting, you know, good once we actually had kind of like a quote unquote arc that we could finally go for. There was a kind of small incident with the swim team. Essentially what happens is Medica's like, hey, some clubs need funding, but let's make it fun. Let's make it a contest. If you win, your club gets like all the funding for the school year. And it's great because it's kind of like a mini kind of tournament arc, but not really, because it's the ideas of a tournament arc. But it's only like 3 episodes, and it's like, it's not even like building up in the world. It literally only brings in the swim team, the judo team that we know, and then a lot of nameless teams that
the UFO club.
Dude, you saw that too? I wanted to say, like, that's probably like, that was the funniest thing. I don't know. It was just weird seeing that on the board.
Well, it's kind of like the occult club, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah, but having it just translated as the UFO club, just, I don't know, it tickles a little bit.
It did go hee-hee-hee.
But yeah, their rivals in this quote-unquote arc is the swim team, a group of three who are, they love money. They just happen to love money. And I mean, hey, I don't blame you.
I like money.
Why did you join the swim team? Money.
Money? That was pretty much all three of those characters.
Exactly. And while it was kind of cool to have something of an antagonist, I still don't think they did a good job until like the ending. Until they're like, oh, it's because we were poor and nobody helped us out. And I felt that.
Yeah, but also shit blows when they do that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh man, we're going to show you a 15-second clip of the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Why we like money.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the examples of just not good backstory telling or like going back to a flashback. And we've had our full share of like flashback things. Like, hey, we watched One Piece. We watched...
Hey, remember how they tried to do this with Demon Slayer? And it didn't work there either. It's crazy how that works, huh?
Crazy. You're right. I don't know. Like, and again, this is another one of my just gripes. It's slow, and when they should actually go slow, they'll just break your neck at that point. And despite me saying like, yeah, I get it, being poor sucks, I'm just like, just give me more time to like understand like why you're just angry all the time. It results in not even any of the two important clubs getting the money. I believe the judo club wins at the end of it because everybody was not paying attention to any of the events.
Yep.
And it also leads to a kiss between, the female, swimmer in the swim team, whose name I will bring up in the next arc, and Medica, kind of weird, but I guess it's towards Medica's character that she just loves humans. And it's one of her, I think her third forte,
Just
being like overly... like PDA.
Affectionate or something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Give him a big old smooch.
Big old smooch. Again, it's just so... I'm not upset. I'm just really disappointed. Like, I felt like I wanted to see more.
About it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, I don't give a shit. Like, so why exactly. should I like be caring, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Afterwards, we learned that the chick who was part of the swim club, again, her name escapes me, but I had her name literally right in front of me here. Oh, God. If only these names were easier to say. We have Miss Mogana. I'm not going to say her last name. I'm going to try. Kikajima?
Sure.
Gotcha. Sure. Yeah, Glasses Kikajima. Girl. As a joint effort between the swim team and the student council, she hops in as the treasurer because she's good with money.
Yep.
And I thought it was a good addition. I feel like they needed something else to balance out these kind of big muscular guys and big muscular Medica with somebody big muscular but also kind of like normal in a sense.
I literally think that the first episode where she's in there, where it's just her and Hideyoshi in the room like trying to break the ice, best part of the show.
Because it is
because literally, so I know I always talk about how to do slice of life and like filler right, and that's how you do it. You do good character interactions that are entertaining for the viewer while still are true to the characters, and you can be like, oh yeah, like I have a deeper understanding for who this is now, and. Without like with that, I grew to like Kikajima better because she's like her like the little bits of her like charging like tiny things of money of like being like good. I get paid $320 a day and like. You have to pay me 800 yen for indecent exposure and then like 50 yen for like sexual harassment. Like that's funny.
That was
a funny bit and I thought they were going to do that more and they never did.
I wish they did that.
And again, I was upset.
There's like moments it shines, but I don't think it's then followed by just more mud, which is a little unfortunate.
It's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And she was a cool character, too. I liked her introduction. I liked just her chemistry with all the guys there. She even declared love to Zenkichi.
Yeah. Just out of the blue. That was funny. Because she doesn't know how people work.
Yeah. Like, and that was funny. What do you know? They had to interact. And they struggled, too. And that was really, it's really fun.
Oh, no. Interaction in my anime? Ooh, that's hard.
Unfortunate. After this nice little break, though, we do get into our, I guess, quote-unquote next major arc, which is a bit of a struggle between the student council and the public morals committee or whatever they're called, the student disciplinary committee. They're just a student disciplinary committee at this point. All in regards to kind of like how Medica and her group are kind of just like, extra and kind of out there, especially with the way they dress. We have one of the committee members, Onigase, cute pink-haired girl with glasses, essentially trying to write them up for a lot of these issues, but she keeps getting kind of like, she gets Elmer Fudded everywhere, just like, I'm going to make Medica jump into the water, and then I will steal her clothes when
and
she
then, and
out.
Then I will be epic.
And then Medica goes in the water with her clothes on, and it's like, oh, I always have spares. Like, she basically Bugs Bunny Big Chungus'd her out way out of this, you know?
No, you can't use Big Chungus as a verb.
No, Big Chungus. No, I like it. No, I agree. Dude. You've been outvoted.
I got chunged, dude.
You've got outvoted. Dude. You got out-chunged, dude.
Dude. Imagine. I gotta show you a video of Big Chungus related after.
I was the
fud.
You were the fud
and we were the chungus.
Dude, the virgin fud and the Chad chungus.
No.
Oh my god. But that's essentially what this interaction initially boiled down to. It's kind of like a Looney Tunes kind of bit.
That reminds me. They used a lot of the Hanna-Barbera
oh my
sound
god,
effects
yes.
in this.
Yes.
I felt like I was watching something else. I felt like I had a YouTube page open. I'm like, what am I doing? but yeah. I did like the introduction of these guys because it was just a better swim team to an extent.
Yeah, they were like more interesting at points, mm-hmm. you know.
It's and whack like that.
The main girl as well, like mm-hmm. she was quote unquote pink hair mm-hmm. girly. She's actually like interesting.
Mm-hmm. She starts she's off like as a hard ass, and then
yeah, and she's like a fun character.
Mm-hmm. Hard ass, kind of clumsy at her job, and then eventually kind of just warms up to the student council, being like, yeah. "You guys have your own way. I got my way."
Yeah, Harigami's just like fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Ah, that was funny that she had to wear the Medica's outfit, and it just made me laugh. They go hee hee. But all is not well. After a while, the big head honcho of the Public Morals Committee, by the name of whatever that dumbass's name is, I didn't like that character at all.
The child.
Let me find him. I think it was Unzen. I think that's what his name was. Let me just double check Mal real quick. If only Mal. Yeah, Unzen Miyori. And this man's a 9-year old. This man's 9-year old, and he's the head of the committee, essentially, and he's. He is the embodiment of the opposite of what Medica is. He hates humans, and he's just like, humans are just bad, and so I just want to bring order to this world. And
you know what he looks like?
He looks like a punk-ass bitch.
What?
A punk-ass bitch.
I mean, sure.
Looks like your generic.
No, he looks like a discount. Like squished Komaida from Danganronpa.
Oh my gosh! I didn't.
The fingers in his ass guy. The fingers in his ass guy. You know him.
Oh my gosh! He looks like just
like
every...
literally what you would do. Okay. I have this. So what you do is you literally take a picture and you just shrink it, like squish it down halfway, and you got him.
Bruh.
That's it. And like, come on. I'm going to do this right now to show you.
He said he had a super mushroom and then he got hit by a Goomba.
Fuck Goomba. Fuck you.
So why the...
Why take a piss?
Dude, taking a piss on the show. That's what I'm doing. but anyways, he pops up and he's just like, you know what? I'm doing things my way. I'm going to take down the student council.
And all he ever does is point out their boobs.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then he bounces a ball and that's it.
This is the part where I realized and like it actually
that
hit
the
me
show
like
sucks.
That and I realized this feels like a weird kind of shonen, and that's what led me to actually start research at that point. I was like, I might as well research the show, and found out it was a weekly Shonen Jump. And I was just like, oh, this is why it feels kind of weird that you're explaining a power that's not really a power about the rubber balls. And it's just kind of weird. You do get some funny interactions between him and Shiranui, but it's, I don't know. I just really didn't like this part, despite it being the more flashy and more serious, like kind of side of the show.
What?
I especially didn't like this character, especially once they started actually fighting and then Medica went all like Super Saiyan on him, which was way out of left field. I didn't expect that one bit.
Yeah. Also like, I forgot. I lost my train of thought. What was someone else say something?
You're good. I got you. It's also in this section where you get to see a lot more kind of extreme things. Like there is a point in this arc where Unzen basically says, "Hey, I basically have hitmen ready to take out your student members in your club. Good luck trying to track them down." And then you get a 15 minute like segment of her stopping each person.
Yeah, but
and
like it's not even like we don't even like meet any of these characters.
Exactly.
Like, you know. So like it makes like it does nothing for us.
Mm-hmm. And like it's cool that we get to see Medica do all these like extreme things that we've seen her do lightly in some of the other episodes, but it was just so out of left field, at least for me, like knowing that like yes, she's super athletic. Yes, she's super durable. But like having her take down each and every one of these guys within like the 2.5 minutes, or I don't know, I don't even remember how many minutes he gave her, but like in that short time frame, kind of bonkers. And at the same time, they kind of try and develop Medica's character pertaining to like how she was hurt back in the day, how she couldn't reform one person, and how much she cares about her friends. It was just so weird. I would have loved that a little earlier on.
Yeah. Like,
if we had that set up first.
Dude. Like, I get it. It's probably fucking because they're like, okay, we'll do this for the second season, mm-hmm. but then just make it one long season.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, it's so dumb because I'm watching this and I'm like, I don't know why I should root for her. I don't know why I should be like rooting for anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, literally the only reason why I was like, okay, this guy's pretty cool is because freaking he had the same voice actor as the man that I simp after. That's it. Literally for the first half of this goddamn show, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Josuke. Oh, man. But I feel like it's the issue that I said earlier, it's slow and fast at the same time. Like, I would have loved them for to slow down and explain why Medica is this strong, why her hair can turn red, why she's so like more about this whole like scenario of not being able to reform someone. But at the same time, they could have done that a lot earlier, maybe in the show, maybe paced it a lot better so that it just, you could have that as something recurring and make it work as like a weekly like enemy or a weekly monster of the week type thing.
Instead, it was just week of the week.
It was just week, essentially, unfortunately. Their club room gets blown up by this kid, which apparently has explosives and made all of his what's up?
That I remember what I was going to say, and it ties in. Yeah. So it's like, why did they go through the effort of explaining this bullshit about the Super Balls, and then all they do is just, it's like, oh, nope, those weren't Super Balls at all. Those are bombs.
Yeah, told like, ya. Yeah. Got him.
Idiot, get got.
Those could have been anything. They could have just been like, yeah, no, those are McDonald's ball pit balls. Oh, yeah, no, they're dude, bombs.
They're covered with Ligma.
Dude, I'm so sad Steve Jobs died of
Who's Steve Jobs? Who the hell is Boom. Steve Jobs? Boom. That's my favorite video.
But kind of crazy that the school blew up and the kendo club's like, that's kind of weird that there's fire. Nah, they're fine. It's just the student council, bro. But I guess it was cool action. It's just there wasn't anything to hold, like, I guess emotional value or just interest in such action. It's all resolved by power of friendship. They kind of just like say, hey, yo, don't mess this kid up. He's 9 years old. Also, we don't want you to hurt anybody. We don't want you to be upset anymore. Things work out that at the end, Unzen is quote unquote kind of reformed in a sense. I guess he quits.
Not really.
He quits his like position or something like that. He's like, I'm taking a break. And then we go on to episode 12, which is much cuter. Well, albeit I fell asleep through that one. So I do apologize if I get things wrong. Medica is out due to the injuries of that battle with Unzen, and it's just the three remaining members helping out leader of the shogi team trying to find like the head pieces or the king pieces for the shogi team.
I thought that was fun.
I did fall asleep despite me enjoying the premise of the episode.
It was a twist, because this is the first episode without Medica.
Exactly.
But then you see like, oh, the boy, he thinks how Medica thinks, and therefore that's why he can help still.
Exactly. That's why she's his most trusted, or he's his ally. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's not because they're strong on their own or anything. No. It's because he thinks like Medica.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Basically.
Shout outs to the chick who didn't want to lose her head.
Me too. I loved it.
But other than that, at the end, we get a clip of Shiranui with the president, I guess, of the school or the director ending up being, like, I guess her grandfather or like a relative of hers, which kind of piqued my interest. But at that point, it was a little too late.
Guys, I can spoil what it is.
Please don't. I don't care enough. I really don't care enough. And if we ever come back to it, I'd like to at least beat a tad. Tell me.
Fair. I'm not gonna.
Oh, man. Can't believe it. Reverse psychology did not work this time.
Guys, man, this shit blew.
This was very average. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Question mark?
It's like another one of those. Like, I feel like this is more disappointing than fucking Dimension W.
Damn.
Dimension W is literally the most white bread trash anime. Yeah, white bread trash anime. And, like, this is just, like, nothing really crazy about it, you know?
Yeah, it's another one of those kind of just... They're just coasting at this point.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't care, man. This, like, especially... Like, I know I fucking shit on Panty and Stocking, and I still don't think it's very funny. But, like, at least there was something there, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this just has nothing for nobody. Unless you want... panty shots, but like you could do a lot better.
Yeah, I will say I did mention this in the Patreon for a large majority of the episodes until the awkward grope, which I don't ever want to think of again. I thought it was kind of tasteful, at least the fan service. It wasn't in your face, despite it only being Medica. But it I wasn't repulsed. Like I wasn't offended either. I was just like, cool.
If I didn't read some of the manga, I could agree with you, but it was very toned down. Like, in the manga, the only thing that really stuck out that was, like, ecky at all was the scene where Medica gets changed in front of...
In the club room?
Yeah, in front of Zenkichi. And that was it. But, you know, in anime, to be fair, they have, like, sound effects and stuff, and then...
Yeah.
You know, they have to account for that. But then they kind of made it just too big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And, like, right out the gate, too. But in the manga, it was really, you know, it was just like, oh, they kind of pointed out, but they just kind of let you lead your own conclusion.
I see.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot more tastefully done there.
So, I mean, even the... things that should be a little, or not should be, but things that are typically more extreme were also very kind of average at best. Which I think is the only best part. I mean, it's kind of like, it's weird. I don't know. It's just really average. It's just really average. The only thing I will say, though, the thing that I did enjoy was that for the eye catches, they would have different artists, like, I guess it was different artist renditions or art styles of their characters.
Yeah.
Which I really did appreciate. That art was, like, really good, like, for each of those episodes. But again, those are probably the only standout things from this, if I have to be honest, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's fair.
Jeez. Let's talk about characters real quick.
It's really bad that the best part of the anime is a JPEG.
Dude, JPEG.
Do I want to look like a JPEG?
What is this show called again? I closed my tab because I thought I was done with the episode.
Makuka Spooka.
Makuka Spooka on the way to Machucha. Anyways, where the hell is it? Medica Box. Let me type in Medica Box. I'm so sorry. It's just, I feel like watching something else.
Me too.
Let's go with the characters. So, first thing, Medica, Kurakami. I like her design. I like her personality. I just wish they gave us more. Anything else you guys need to say? Nope, nothing.
I like the idea they had going for her.
Yeah.
Where, you know, she's just this so charismatic that everyone has to like her. And then, but then by the end, it was like, oh no, she really is this different. And I don't know, kind of as they rolled shit out, it was like, oh, and by the way, she's rich.
And she's, yeah, like, I don't know, man.
Like, it's like, how much can you give one character?
Yeah. It's like, leave something for everyone else because like it doesn't make sense, you know? Cause like, I get it. Be all this good stuff, but it's also hard to root for someone when they have everything, when there's nothing they're pushing for besides make everyone happy or like pure content or whatever the fuck. Like, how am I supposed to root for this person when they literally already have everything? How does that make a good protagonist? I don't understand. And it might be that the boy's supposed to be a protagonist. But no, it doesn't seem, because he always gets pushed to the fucking side anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
Yeah. That's Medica.
Ugh. That's how it is. Let's talk about Zenkichi. He's kind of bland.
He's boring as fuck.
Yeah, he does have his moments again with the exchange between swim team girl, but it's few and far between where he becomes kind of just a good kind of focus for any of the episodes. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's just I sleep.
Mm-hmm. His better half, Akune, I like him a lot.
He's better.
He's better. He's also blonde, so that's nice.
He is voiced by the same voice actor as Oikawa, so...
Mm-hmm. I think he's a lot more funnier. He's a lot more...
Oh, yeah.
He's just more... Yeah, he shows his chest. He's just more free. I feel like...
He's more unique. He's mm-hmm. just like a different... Like a he different has kind character. Of dude. Yeah, he has a character. Crazy how that works.
Can't believe it.
Oh.
Oh, man. Can't believe I had to talk about maybe a couple more. Because there's only like a couple here.
Shiranui.
Yeah, Shiranui. I think she was probably one of the, if not the best character, hands down. Just, she was funny. She made me laugh every time she showed up.
Yeah.
She's cute. And she eats a lot. I don't know. Just the fact that she's like chaotic good was great. And I think she might not even be chaotic good.
After I think she's chaotic bit. Neutral, dude. She's she might just be chaotic.
She's just chaotic, period.
Dude,
yeah.
She's just Knuckles chaotic, dude.
Dude, she is just Knuckles.
Dude, she doesn't
chuckle.
Dang. She'd rather eat. I couldn't eat a muscle. That's a food.
Right. Yep, that's it. You did it.
Dude, I'm hard as hell. I'm kidding.
Guys, isolate that sound. We're gonna put that as my fucking text tone. I'm hard as hell.
Gonna flex my knuckles.
Dude. Who else like we Sonic, got? I'm not Sonic.
I'm not, man.
Dude.
Sonic is Sonic. He's over there.
If I'm in here and you're in there, where's the caveman?
Man, I had chili dogs for dinner.
Dude, oh,
there's nothing. Dog. There's nothing to follow that up with. That's just an observation.
That's just true. Let's talk about swim girl, Mogana swim miser, freshman ace, Kikajima. I didn't even know that was her name. I liked her character. She was funny. I just wish she had more screen time.
Yeah.
Literally, she shows up in the opening and the ending, and you don't get her till like episode, what, 5, 6, or 7?
Yeah.
And becomes a mainstay at 7 or something?
Yeah. It's kinda very rough. Strange.
I love me some glasses, girls, but you're not impressed. No, no, no. Except with the abacus. That was cool. Is this how you feel every time I pick a show? I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude, it sucks, bro. Well, like it's not even like, it's just like, there's so much more and better things that we could be watching.
It's true.
But we're watching this. And
aren't
like,
you glad it's just 12 episodes?
Oh my god, dude. As soon as we were like, oh, we're going to record this day, and I said, holy shit, I'm going to die if we watch this whole thing.
I think I would have died too. I was...
So like, I get it. It's just like bad slice of life is what mm-hmm. this is.
Bad and, slice of life, but also trying to be shonen? Question
but
mark?
Bad. Bad. Yeah. Worse. It's doing a worse job as a shonen than it is as being a slice of life.
Mm-hmm. I do hope the other seasons, or at least the manga, is just significantly better. I hope this is just the one blemish, but who's to tell? We might
who's
never
to tell?
Know.
I'm not going to watch it.
Dude, yeah. Maybe if I get curious like a year later.
I'm not. This is going to be one of those shows where I don't have any nostalgia for.
Dang.
And that's hard to do. Like,
I know, you typically always have nostalgia, dude.
90% of the shows we fucking watch, I'm like, oh yeah.
Dude.
That was fun.
Yeah, we'll have to see how we feel in the season review because, I don't think we're gonna. Same. Yeah, we're probably gonna still feel the same. There's some of them that do grow on us, but I don't know if this is gonna be.
I don't
one
think
of those.
This is the one, Chief.
Mm-hmm. And those are essentially all the characters that matter. I mean, I don't really want to talk about the student council guy or the disciplinary committee just because...
I don't really care about them.
Yeah.
They show up in the open. To be honest, I don't have anything to say besides they were just underdeveloped and not really that interesting.
They mm-hmm. were there.
Mm-hmm. They existed. They were there to fill in time
mm-hmm.
in the opening. Because, like, literally, these characters have, like, the girl has the chains... And all that. You see her for 30 seconds.
It's true.
She almost has more screen time in the opening than the actual anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Crazy.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
Well, at least there's no other segment we can go to. We can finally rate this bad boy. Am I right?
Get it over with.
Get it over with. Get it out of here. I don't want it. Get out of my lawn, baby. Come on.
Get in my lawn. I need some grass.
I can't believe you. Anyways.
Get in grass.
The only other thing I wanted to mention before we end the episode is I think I'm getting a message. Hold up. Refer to Chuck for more? What does that mean?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I'm Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
If you don't know me...
You're what?
Then how have you listened to half
how
this episode?
How are you here? How are you here?
Haruhi here.
Haruhi... Oh, man, I would love to watch Haruhi again.
I would not.
Anyway... this show sucked, but sadly, we still have to do the things that we do.
What is that?
So?
Welcome to the 84th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant put forward their traits for Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for a title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, it's fine to guard myself. No one else fucking watched this show. I don't blame them. So it's just us today.
Dude, I don't blame them either. You know, I love you guys for not watching this show.
Guys,
pick a better one for us, please.
Guys, I picked Kenna Yatsushiro.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Would you pick it? Oh yeah, you picked the bully girl. Oh,
Yatsushiro.
Not bully,
no,
girl,
she tomboy.
She tomboy, dude. You know what? I pick her name is Ariake from the Athletics Club, the one whose shoes got yeeted into non-existence.
Fair. I pick Shiranui.
Nice. Chuck, would you like to start?
Guys, she's a tomboy. She's strong. She breaks open a door. She jumps out windows because stairs are hard.
Dude, stairs are hard. I wish I could do that.
And she's now very good at writing.
It's true. I don't have any arguments. I love
That's literally all I have.
Master calligraphy?
And guys, you know what? That's as deep as any of the characters in the show are.
Dude, I would totally like it if I was walking down the street and a tomboy just jumps out the window and lands on my head. That'd be a great way to go.
I'd say
that's a good choice.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Oh, you hear the anime ding once your soul leaves your body.
It's like Akune whenever he's like, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It's true. No, yep. She's good. She's good because she's not part of the main cast. Anyways. I picked Ariake because she deserved that that team leader position in the athletics club. She shouldn't have gotten her shoes yeeted, and she's a sweetie pie. Also, in the dub, she's voiced by Brittany Karabowski, one of my favorite voice actresses. So there. She's also very cute. She got two pigtails in the anime. So
awesome.
Yeah. She runs. I like running, so that's already something we share in common.
Yeah, dude. You can learn the after image technique. Hi-ya. She can learn it from Medica.
Dude, hopefully. Jesus.
Do it, dude.
Right. I don't see anybody hating my girl this week, so that's great.
Because I don't know about her.
I don't why.
Yeah, I forgot both of your character picks.
But let's hear more about Shiranui or Shiranui, whichever Listen, one offends you more.
Shimbui.
She's sassy. I've said it both ways this episode, so don't even... I'm not even going to cut myself slack for that one. Anyway, she's cute. She's sassy. She's chaotic. I mean, that's all I could ever ask for, really.
That's true. I mean, I don't have any
bad thing
to say.
I don't know, man. I don't
She was really funny in the manga.
Well, we're not talking about that.
No, but it was funny.
No, but you're not about it.
You might be broke at the end of it because she eats a lot, but...
I mean, I eat a lot, too.
You're not going to have money.
Dude. I eat a lot, too, and I don't have money already, so it's fine.
Fair.
That's fair.
Amen.
Amazing. No, I like her design. I don't know. Something about just having a anime character with, like, one little floof of hair sticking up.
It's
so
cute.
You mean half the characters in this goddamn anime?
No, but she has... Yeah. It's like a little circle. Yeah, it's cute. And she got the little Kirby blush on her face, you know?
Yeah. She has a little war turtle tail on her head.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
And she, despite us skipping over the art episode, she is what beauty is, according to that one that one artist guy.
She's a goddess, dude.
It's true. Guys.
Best grill.
Guys, I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah, what's up?
When we were watching the opening, like I was watching it during this episode while we were talking about it.
Yeah.
I saw the art dude and I legitimately like 100% just forgot about that episode. Like I didn't remember anything. And then it was like, oh yeah, that was a thing. And then I went back to forgetting.
Exactly.
There's he deleted it again.
I did gloss over two events that happened just because they didn't matter.
What events?
Yeah.
The art thing was funny, but I didn't think it was enough. Did have recurring characters who were then shunned or basically turned down because they weren't
Cat,
beautiful.
Cat girl. It's fun.
Cat girl is fun.
That's it, though.
She was cool, and then she got annoying, but it's all right. But yeah, if you think that we chose decent girls because you didn't watch the anime, let us know. We'd love to hear it.
Please tell us about how we're wrong.
Guys, please. Guys, has anyone watched this anime or is this just a big deep fake?
Please email us if you've even seen it. Guys, we don't even care about it.
Yeah, please let us know because I don't know.
I mean,
if this is real.
Whack, man. I think I'm ready for ratings, but if I didn't already mention it before, Medica is like, I think, an assist in J-Star's victory versus for the PS3.
J-Star's. Has Bobobo.
J-Stars has Chitoge too as an assist, sadly.
You have. Can you stream that for us sometime, please?
I'm going to have to get.
Guys, I have a PS3.
You have a capture box? Yeah, you do, right?
I do. I bought a new one. I got the AverMedia 2.
I got to get one.
That's 4K pass through and 1080p capture.
I'll need to get it just to
stream
some things too.
Well, because you could have my old one, but it sucks ass. Like, it absolutely is the worst. It has terrible proprietary software. Anyway, let's rank this shit, because I don't want to talk about this anymore.
We ain't got no emails?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Check again.
What about our suggestion box? Where is my Medica email?
Well,
if you want your Medica's answer to ruffle, just send us an email.
Guys, if you want to ruffle our answers, then... Medica.com.
Medica.com. We're the cooler one. Contact at Medica.com, dude.
Garb, can you make Medica at Funky Anime Podcast?
I actually can. Okay, I think that we get three free emails.
Can you do that, please?
So that I will do it right now.
Thank you very much. Anyway, let's
use the Medica one for suggestions.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions, email us at Medica@FunkyAnimePodcast.com.
Oh my god. Oh, Chuck, you can rate this first. I feel like
guys, I don't know, man. This has got to be another low one for me. I don't know how low. It's like, legitimately, it's just like so bland. And like, I don't even know to like what level of bland should I rank it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's above Flowers of Evil, but that doesn't say much. Like, I'm just going to do 2.4, man. 2. Like, legitimately, 4. I just did not enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, 2.3. Fuck it. 2.3. This is just not nothing. Nothing. I'm bland. I feel empty inside.
Dude, I feel you, man. Garb, anything?
Why are you feeling me?
I'm just going to give it flat, right in the middle, 2.5.
2.5. Understandable, understandable.
Understandable.
I wish I could say a lot more like I do in my little final ratings, but I don't have anything to say. Like, it's there. Again, I wasn't completely offended, and I did have fun when it was just about the suggestion box, and then it kind of got a little weird.
Yeah.
Unlike the other shows where my interests do get piqued eventually, it would lose me. I'm basically the opposite of the Leo DiCaprio thing. You had my curiosity.
You didn't
now
have
you
my
lost
curiosity.
My attention.
You didn't have anything, bro.
You know what? I'm giving it a 2.6. Just because I still like the characters. I just don't think this season did anything. I don't think it did it any of the justice. It was there. It was there.
It definitely was there.
Mm-hmm. Man, finally, we're done with this episode. What are we watching next week, man?
I don't fucking know, man.
Shoot. That's my job, not know. What the heck?
No,
it's what are we watching next week?
It's Grundle's.
Grundle's.
Choice. Yeah. Okay, so we now have Midika at funkyanimepodcast.com if you ever want to send us a suggestion box. Comment.
Thank you.
What are we watching next, dude?
We are watching Gate, which... What
the hell is that?
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Guys...
Dude, we better figure it
guys,
out.
Guys, hey, can I spoil... Well, not... I'm not, like, gonna tell you any spoilers, but do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
And it'll ruin your life in one word.
Great.
What?
Isekai.
Oh, no!
I see two gates listed here. I'm confused.
It's not Steins Gate.
No, I don't. I see Steins Gate.
Oh, wait,
I see
what? Show.
Oh, wait, never mind. It's not an isekai. Never mind,
Ken,
I lied.
Ken Show Tetsu?
It might be an isekai. I don't know.
It's literally gate.
It's gate.
No, it's just
which gate.
Gate. Oh my god.
Guys, it's Gate.
We're all going to watch a different show.
We're going to eventually find out.
It's the one on the right first.
The right.
Because then there's
the one that's not locked.
Because the one the left one is season two.
Oh, why is it just called Gate? Why don't they just name these
can
things?
Can we just watch one season?
It's the one on the right, yeah.
So we're watching just one season, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're just, thank God. Well, I mean, if it's good, maybe.
Depending on how we feel.
But I mean, considering how this one went.
Could be another one. We can add that another one to our backlist, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the backlist that we'll definitely get to.
Dude, of course. God.
Guys, anime was a mistake.
Yeah. Guys, the monkeys got out. I don't know if they thought this was...
What?
The monkeys left. We don't have any monkey overlords anymore. We're off to our own devices. We ran out of bananas too in this council office.
No!
The guy who's really, shaken up about not having bananas. Well, that's garb.
What am I going to... I'm going to cramp. I'm going to curl.
Oh, there he goes.
There he goes.
The one who finally got off my head is now laying on the sofa that we have nicely placed in the corner of the room. That's Chuck.
Guys, I'm laying. I'm tired.
Tired.
I've had enough of this life.
It's time to stop, he said.
Okay.
The guy who's still writing and finishing up the council duties because he just wants to do a good job. Well, that's me, that's Pino. And it's the last one to sign, and there we go. Finished.
Nerd!
Oh, this next show is an isekai. Is
oh my it? God.
It doesn't say it is on Mal.
It says Yoji Itama. On his way to attend a doujin convention in Tokyo, when a mysterious portal in the
it's an isekai goes into the United States.
What?
No, not the United States, fucking Japan. I don't know why I said the United States. That would have been so much better,
dude. That would have been.
guys,
we're in the Funky Anime Podcast, guys. Tell your mom you love her, dude.
I'm so tired. Tell your mom that she's. Epic.
Tell her to not watch this show and watch.
Guys, guys, advise her to not.
Get a box at home. Say, Mom, check this box whenever you want. You want to help me out? Put a note in there. She'll read it. Say, don't watch Medica Box.
Yeah, it just says,
I love you. Don't watch
relationship with your mom. 100.
Dude, 100 emoji.
Dude, thanks guys for sticking it with us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank God.
What the fuck was that episode?